Journey through the train forest as we search for that rare and unusable creature, the three-toed sloth. Ah, there he is, teething with life. Let's get a closer look, shall we?
Oh, no, you don't. Cut.
Cut! Don't worry, Chucky. I'm Nigel Strawberry, wild animal expert. And because I'm an expert, I say... Everybody, into the truck! Go, 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 go! Jump, Johnny, jump! Say something, Nigel! I can hear the tiger's running feet, see his sharp teeth, and I feel a cool
again, Tommy.
Yeah, he's my hero. And when I grow up, I want to be just like him.
Pickles? Yeah, no, Nigel Strawberry. You're not even a Nigel Raspberry. You're never gonna have real adventures. You're just a backyard baby with a diaper full of dreams.
Wow, she's mean. Who wants to go look for Cookie's understuffs?
I do!
Okay, come on, follow me.
The Panthera onca, commonly known as the jaguar, seems determined to feast on my nether regions. But not to worry. Well, faithful viewers, our journey was a smashing success. Until next time, this is Sir Nigel Thornberry of Sir Nigel Thornberry's Animal World.
Why, hello, Scout. Boy, rest your eyes for a second at old Thornberry's gator bait. Hey, boy, that Sir Nigel gets in some real scrapes out there in the wild, but he always manages to wiggle out of trouble somehow.
Oh, and Jonathan, don't think that just because I'm on a luxury Lipschitz cruise in the South China Seas, I won't be checking messages, emailing carrier pigeons on the hour.
Honey, I thought we were going to leave work behind for seven fun-filled days.
Silly, it's not all work. I've signed up for every spa treatment, culminating in the Salem Retreat, where you're pressed between layers of hot water.
Sounds bewitching, but aren't we all going to be busy with our children?
Indeed, that's what the kidsatorium's for. Each morning, we drop off the pups and head for the all-day breakfast buffet.
I hear they make a mean egg yolk.
We we signed up the kids for pirate play and pillage class.
It teaches tolerance for the peg leg.
Well, I'm gonna use the whole 7 kid-free days to reshape my physique.
Could happen. The Earth was created in 6.
Everyone all set?
I think we should all thank my husband, Stu, for arranging this wonderful getaway.
No, you can thank me by having the time of your lives.
Welcome, bienvenue, willkommen. Welcome aboard the world-renowned Dr. Lipschitz cruise.
Stu must have taken Spike for one last potty run. I'm sure he'll be right back.
He better. He's got all our tickets.
That sure is a nice camera, Susie.
Thanks, Tommy. My mommy got it for me so she can see everything she's missing.
How come she and your daddy can't come on the cruise with us?
Well, my mommy's getting a special award because she discovered a new disease, and my daddy's cutting the ribbon at the Dummy Bear theme park opening. But I wanted to come with you guys.
And we're so glad you did, Susie Carmichael. Now here, hold the spotlight on loud singer Cynthia.
Dresses and shoes are the only things that I'll share. That's my rule.
I wonder if it's too late to call my mommy.
Hey, the ship's sailing without us!
Wait! Is that our ship?
Your service! I'm aboard for 7 fun-filled days on the SS Nancy. No fancy package tour, just the thrill of the open sea, the smell of the salt air, and the joy of close friends and family.
Drew, hold the shoes.
Guys,
as long as the queen doesn't sing, I'm happy.
And the bestest part is, we're all together. This is just like my bathy. Only there's no rebel ducky. And I'm not Nikki.
There's a ducky.
Well, okay. Time to get Nikki.
Oh, Nikki!
I can't believe you did this without consulting us, Stu. Look at poor Kira. Oh, this was supposed to be our honeymoon.
Sorry, Chaz. And here I was hoping you'd be my first mate.
Me? Really?
Snap out of it, Gilligan. At the next port, we're getting off this rinky-dink tub and getting on the Lipschitz cruise.
Don't you see? If we were on a cruise right now, we wouldn't be together. We'd be split up between the pools, the spas, and the mile-long buffets.
We're missing Canadian Bacon Tuesday!
Oh, can't this bait trap go any faster?
Hello? Hello? Is anybody there?
Welcome, passengers, to what I like to call the voyage of your life.
Everybody, I'm getting a signal. It's from the Lipschitz crew.
Oh, great. Let me talk to
you. Are you there? Having a little trouble with the wild child?
Sounds like a disgruntled passenger.
Oh, hello, Lipschitz. Charlotte Pickles here. Could you send a rescue boat right away? Where's the squalid little boat in the middle of the ocean?
Mom? My muscles are atrophying as we speak.
Well, we paid for spa treatments, and I'm not missing the sun.
Dr. Lipschitz, can you help us?
See the ship's doctor.
Huh? Hang on a sec, Mom. I'm picking up some lame-o soap opera.
What is it this time, Debbie?
Okay. I made everyone dinner, so I shouldn't have to clean up too, right?
Mom, all she did was hand us a jar of peanut butter.
Can we talk about this when your father and I get home?
Yeah. Any ETA on that? Because you've been gone since, like, yesterday.
We're still looking for the leopard. And... Ooh, Nigel!
Over there, what's that?
I see spots. Watch out for that limb, dearest. Here, Neophilus Nebulosa. Come to Papa.
Hello! I was talking here!
Oh, I'm sorry, Debbie. Now you're on your own for dinner tonight.
You know, normal families eat dinner together once in a while.
Marianne, perhaps I could lure out the leopard by imitating its mating call.
Okay, so we're not normal. But as a teen, I reserve the right to alternately reject and embrace my parental units.
And consider us embraced. Now, keep an eye on Donnie. It's going to rain, and you know how he likes mud. Over and out.
She totally hung up on me. And I was having a sensitive moment.
Debbie, you are so self-centered.
I am not! Okay, what's the monkey saying about me?
Need a bigger boat.
Everyone get below!
Feeling partially responsible.
He
if we can hold on through the night. I know we can. We have a chance to find the sunshine. Come on, let's keep on looking for the light.
Princess, we've all lost something today. Why, I lost my cell phone with 100 free minutes. And Daddy lost his favorite sun visor. And Uncle Stu lost all our respect.
Trees, the white sand, the crystal blue water. Why, we've landed on an island resort.
Place looks pretty deserted.
Oh, Betty. The best ones always are. Just look for a cabana boy carrying towels. Hello? I could use a double espresso. Chop, chop. Chop, chop.
Don't worry. I've got a map. We'll figure this out. We left here. We capsized here. I know exactly where we are. See? We're on this tiny little island called... Uninhabited.
You mean we're the only people here?
Well, we'll just have to get back in the boat and row to another island. One with coffee. Drew! The lifeboat's gone!
John!
Where'd it go? Look! It's Leon!
Wait, ho, ho, ho! We're marooned? With no food? How soon before we all turn cannibal? I have to get out of here!
So, Swiss Family DeVille, he's not.
We were up all night looking for that leopard.
Debbie, they're here!
Ta-da!
Homemade coconut muffins and fresh herbal tea.
Debbie, this is so sweet.
Oh, and these look heavenly.
I'm afraid we must eat them raw.
Mmm. Oh, really delicious, honey.
But you guys just got here.
I know, but the Foundation is expecting that footage today, and we still haven't got it. Nigel, I think we should split up.
Dearest, I thought we were so happy. You mean to look for the leopard, don't you?
I can't believe this. You're always working. When's the last time we took a vacation?
But, Debbie, we travel all over the world.
I want a family vacation. You know, where we fight over the bar of hotel soap.
And Debbie hogs all the good towels.
And we order room service.
And we do dorky family activities?
Yes. Dorky sounds really good right now.
Well, girls, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you felt this strongly. I promise, as soon as we find the leopard, we'll do dorky family activities.
It's settled then.
You're leaving too?
Mm-hmm.
Fine, go. I was just gonna hang out on the beach today anyway.
Debbie, are you forgetting that I talk to animals?
Sadly, no. Your point?
I'm gonna find out where that leopard is so we can leave and maybe we'll really take a vacation. Oh, come on, Darwin. Darwin's staying here. See ya.
Donnie! I did not sleep over a hot oven to feed the birds!
When I write about my life, and I will not be kind.
Okie doke, kids. You play here while the mommies and daddies try to ward off the specter of doom!
Babies, listen up! We're stuck on a tropical island that don't got no people on it!
But we're here, Angelica.
I mean people who matter. And we got no food and no cookies!
You don't know what you're talking about, Angelica.
Oh, yeah? I saw a movie about it once. These little kids were all alone on an island till they growed up and turned wild.
Yes.
The boy grew a beard down to his feet, and they had to wear rags for clothes. That's not the worst part.
This isn't like our park back home with slides and pools and swings. It's a creepy little isle with crazy scary things. Where mutant monsters crawl around, chomping on little kids. And water wings can't save you from the slimy, squishy squids. That's why you need a princess, someone beautiful, like me. To save you from the scary claws that grab you from the tree. In the eye. You're not some island princess. There's not a squishy squid. There are no mutant lobsters that would ever eat a kid. Don't listen to her stories. She always misbehaves. She's trying to scare you babies into being island slaves.
Why do you always have to be so good and nice and cheeky? Just face the fact that on this island, Princess Angelica Tiki. So if you don't want to end up being mutant lobster, your island princess in a really happy mood. Keep your island princess in a really happy mood.
Yeah! It's obvious. The first thing to do is make a signal fire.
You know what else is obvious? You're an idiot.
We have to find something to eat. All I saved was a couple jars of baby food.
I never knew strained peas and apricots went so well together.
Oh, you ate the baby
food? Babies don't need food. I have to keep my strength up for when you try to throw me into the soup pot!
He's delusional.
This is all your fault!
My fault?
Whose idea was the stew cruise to doom?
Oh, I would expect that from the Finston and the DeDills. But Charlotte,
I knew this name was coming since you were in diapers!
I should have never left Paris!
You're all losing your heads!
This is the Circle of Chaos. If we're gonna survive on this island, we can't ever step foot in the Circle of Chaos.
Wow! I feel calmer already.
We don't know when we'll get off this island. Until we do, we're gonna need order. First thing we need is a leader. Any volunteers?
Stu, put down your hand.
I nominate Betty.
I accept. All in favor of me? Raise your hand.
Hold on. You're all gonna blindly follow Betty just because she drew a circle in the sand?
Yes! Thank you. As my first duty as your rightfully elected leader, I'm assigning Stu to Baby Watch. The rest of yous, follow me.
Jeez. All I wanted to do was have a little adventure. Now everyone and their brother is blaming me for this mess.
Angelica, are the grown-ups mad at my daddy?
That's a blunder statement. He's in big trouble. It's because of him we're going to have to live here forever.
Maybe we can help.
You babies are going to help? You can't keep your fingers out of your nose.
Oh, we got to try, Angelica.
Guys, up the hill.
I think it's the drain forest, just like we saw it on Nigel Strawberry's TV show.
Does that mean Nigel Strawberry's here?
What makes you think that'd be
meet you guys on this dinky island.
Because that's the last place we saw them. He was getting eaten by a crocodile. Remember?
Nice knowing you, Chucky.
Fail!
I bet if we go in there, we'll find Nigel Strawberry.
He can help us get home.
And no one would be mad at your daddy no more.
And I wouldn't have to share the waffle I got in my diaper.
Philip!
Oh, if I had a waffle in my diaper.
See you, Angelica.
Hey, get back here. You'll bet he's better listen to me. Or else.
I'm going to build a signal fire that will have us off this island in no time. Let's see. Gum. My special writes upside down pen and disposable razor. Great. I can chew, shave, and write about it. On my head.
I can't believe it, Cynthia. Those babies always do whatever I say.
What's all this junk?
It's not junk, Angelica. These everyday items can be used to make a lot of things. That's it. I'll build a radio and send a distress signal. Angelica, keep an eye on the babies for me, okay?
I'm supposed to babysit those half pipes? That's dog's work. Spike, wake up. Watch the babies. I got important things to do, like find someone to be my royal subject. Now go. Vacation stinks. I've been walking forever and no one's come along to carry me yet.
Hey, that bird's got a cupcake. Drop it, beakhead!
Ew!
There's gotta be someone around here I can boss.
Listen up, monkey. All that chimp chatter really bugs. Just hand over those munchies and keep painting.
Wow! She's got that monkey waiting on her hoof and mouth. Since I can learn a lot from that girl.
Excuse me, Miss Bossy Lady? Calm down, monkey! Hey, lady!
Who's calling me a lady? I'm a teen. Where'd you come from? This is supposed to be a deserted island.
I'm Angela Tiki, the island princess, and I'm thirsty. And I lost my touch for being bossy, so you gotta teach me. No ice cubes next time. Here's the dream forest, guys. That will find Nigel Strawberry down there.
Now you're talking. Buggy.
Oh, sorry. Want a bite?
No! I don't think we should eat bugs no more.
That's crazy talk, Lil. We've been raised on bugs.
I know it, Philip. But that's before I saw that poor fly get eaten by that big, mean old flower. Now you let him go!
If I knowed the last bug I eated would be the last bug I eated, I would have eaten it slower.
Look, grown-up feet prints. I bet they're Nigel strawberries. Let's go!
You know, it's lots easier going potty in the dry forest than at home. And you don't have to worry about getting any on the floor or the walls or anything. Guys?
Wait up!
Excuse me, I'm looking for a clouded leopard. Have you seen any around?
Sure, there's one at the...
You'll never believe what I just saw. There's a little girl at camp, and she's a miniature Debbie. In every way, she's bossy, she's loud, she's hideous.
Darwin, look!
A dog?
What's he doing here?
Oh, spreading his fleas on an unsuspecting world.
Come on!
Hey! Could you give a dog a little warning? I'm trying to do my business here.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You know, it's funny. For a minute there, I thought I actually heard you talking to me. You talking to me? Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I can talk to animals. It's a long story. Should we come back?
Nah, no problem. I'm done. I was just marking.
Spike was here!
Sorry, I know. Where are my manners? I am Spike. Full name?
Down, Spike! Down! Get off that couch!
I'm Eliza, and this is Darwin.
Spike was here, too.
Wow! I've been sneezing all day. My sniffer's on the blink. I can't even smell my own butt, and let me tell you, I've tried.
Charmed.
Spike, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm... To be honest with you, I'm looking for my babies.
You lost your babies?
Probably too busy drinking from the toilet.
I was not! I was sleeping!
That was my second guess.
Hey, Spike boy, you don't get it, okay? This is how it works. Usually they wander off, I find them, no problem.
But I can't smell. I might as well not even call myself a dog.
Don't worry, Spike. We'll help you find them. And I won't tell anyone you lost them.
Really? You really will help me find them? Thank you. That is so nice. Wow, you taste pretty good.
Animals.
Tommy, Phil, Leo, Spike. Oh, I knew we should have stayed at the beach.
This is the way we wash our clothes, wash our clothes, wash our clothes. This is the way we wash our clothes. Phil? Lillian? This is not funny! Just my flexion. How are you doing, Chucky?
Yickety boo boo, whack whack.
My flexion never talked back. I've been scared of lots of stuff before, but I've never been scared of me. Hey, where did it go? Chucky? That's not very nice. From now on, I'm not going to make funny faces with you no more. Oh, hey! Who's throwing stuff? My shorts feel kind of big.
Who took my shoes? Supposed to do this? No. I don't even look like Chucky no more.
You remember how good they used to taste? How they tickled on the way down?
No, I don't. I told you, I'm a vegetarian now.
We don't eat bugs. We pet them.
I don't know you anymore, Lil. Do you still like to eat mud?
Not if it has a face.
But you're my twin. Who's going to explain Mommy's jokes to me? Or help me plant my booger farm? And who's gonna tell me when my feet smell? Okay, Dill, do your stuff.
You kinky!
Guys, I haven't seen Chucky for a long time.
We better go back. You know how scared Chucky is of being lost, Sid.
Is everything okay, Chucky?
When did Chucky start talking backwards?
Not a hair, not a paw print, not even a dropping. Must keep my chin up. I'll find that cat or my name's not Nigel Archibald Thornberry.
I'll find that big-nosed nature guy or my name's not Tommy Awfully Bald Pickles.
Donnie, is that you?
Look, it's Nigel Strawberry. We found it here.
Great, good old, a gaggle of babies. Children, stay right there. I'm coming down. Not the way I intended. Heavens, what a fall. I must get to those babies.
Are you okay, Mr. Strawberry?
She called me Mister. Silly Billy. I'm only this many years old. Do any of you remember where I left my tricycle?
One old three-year-old.
No, Mr. Strawberry. We're shipwrecked on this island. We was hoping you could help Tommy's daddy.
Watch what I can do.
Tommy, I think Nigel Strawberry's acting kind of funny.
Maybe he's got daddy rash.
Oh, yeah.
Did you whip up anything yet?
Look, it's kind of a damp smell that's a cross between sour milk and poop.
Ew!
Well, actually, I kind of like it.
Sorry, Spike, but everything smells pretty much the same to me.
Humans! How do you live?
And who put the poo in pooch?
Whoa!
Okay, there you go. Look at yourself now. All right, got a little dog pee on you.
Oh my gosh, you're the...
I'm Ciri, the clouded leopard.
I'm Spike, the purebred mutt.
See these claws?
Sniff my butt!
Spike, why'd you say that?
That was being social.
Of course, yeah. A simple handshake wouldn't do.
Hey, Twitchy, I do not shake with cats, okay?
No, a small chimp for breakfast, a mutt for lunch, and a sensible girl for dinner.
Hey, chimp boy, will you stop worrying? I know all about cats, with a capital K.
Sit on a windowsill, hack up a furball. Ooh, that's very ferocious.
Spike, this isn't your regular house cat.
They all twitch their whiskers, one whisker at a time, just like you and me.
Don't go and be fooled by those fancy pants. It's just her feline arrogance. Flaunting their collars with tinkly bells. She thinks her little box don't smell.
Whoa, man, who cut the cheese? Was that you, baby? You may want to re-examine your diet.
Can they all canine philosophy?
Achoo!
Why don't you just go and tend to your fleas? Don't push me, mutt. I'm just not in the mood. You're one swipe away from becoming cat food.
Don't go and be fooled by this crazy cat.
Don't go and listen to his crazy facts. Not gonna tell you twice. You better watch.
Just a pussy cat. You think you're tough?
I dare you, Spike, to call
in.
You a very scary putty tad.
You're one swipe away from becoming toast. Eliza, get my doggy bag. I'm about to catch a snack.
We can settle this right now, right here. Mano-y-mano, doggo y cacto. Oh, that has gotta hurt. Fall off a cliff into a sticker bush.
Oh,
here I am. Come get me.
Think I'm afraid of your claws?
Bombs away, ladies! Oh, me and you, come on, let's go right now. I'll rip that fur coat off you and wear it, and all my dog friends will be going, Spike, where'd you get that skanky cat coat? You hear what I'm saying, Red? I thought cats didn't like water.
But frankly, Eliza, she did need a bath.
Come on, come on! Oh, what happened?
Well, I'm out of here. I gotta go find my babies.
Helpless offspring?
Yeah, that's it. Have you seen them? Little ones walk on 2 feet? Last time I saw them, they were on the beach.
Walking. Stumbling, actually.
2 feet?
Yeah. They're my human babies.
I thought we were looking for puppies.
No. My pups are home with the wife. She can't travel. Delicate stomach. Me, I could eat anything. Shoes, furniture, pencils with the little erasers. I ate one of Chucky's diapers one time,
Spike,
and let me tell you,
Spike.
That is spicy.
Spike, we have to find those babies before Ciri does. Come on.
When will I think before I bark?
Spike, is that you? Tommy? Kibby? Anybody?
Don't go! Not monkeys!
Hey, they're chasing that little one. That's not very nice. Now, you big monkeys, go away! You was little monkeys yourselves once. Probably. So just go away and leave this little monkey alone. Shoo! Thanks. Wow, I saved it someone instead of someone saving me. I must be a wild boy now.
Baby!
my dogness.
What if I never feel their sticky, jammy fingers poking in my ears again? What if I never find a floating diaper in my doggy bowl? What if a spike in the...
Snap out of it!
Right, 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 right. Not helping, not helping. Focus, focus, Spike.
What does focus mean?
Right! Right. Who's gonna sneak me donuts?
Come on, we're almost there.
He's much better than the cookies we got back at the grass hut. And I don't have to share with no dumb babies. I mean, dumb baby savages.
Tell me about it. I have to share with a pigtailed weirdo, a jungle freak, and a monkey in a tank top. Refill.
Why do I have to get it?
You said you wanted to learn how to be bossy, right? This is how you learn. Extra ice, 2 straws. I would trade the monkey for her any day.
Debbie, come in. Over.
Hey, Mom, how's it going?
It's not going at all. Have you heard from your father?
No, but get this, Mom.
Tell me later, honey. Be back soon.
Angela Tiki is nobody's slack. Hey, lady! What's that bubble thing?
A bathysphere. It goes underwater. You know, like a submarine? Getting thirsty here!
That girl's even bossier than me! Those dumb babies are practically on top of a mountain, and I'm gonna be blamed! I gotta go home and pretend I'm innocent. Debbie? I just remembered. I was supposed to be home for, the island sacrifice.
Okay. My mom will drive you when she gets here.
But I have to go now. I'm the princess. Who do you think's gonna throw in the goat?
Oh, it's a native thing. Your mom will understand. But I am not waiting around to watch the goat bite it.
CD player?
Yeah, only the best. You know an awful lot for an island girl.
A TV washed up on the beach once and the island king made the whole tribe watch it.
Cool.
I love this song!
Hey, me too!
This thing.
kangaroo. Hoppity hoppity hop. I'm a froggy, and I'm frogging.
All this hopping is making my diapy creep.
Ooh. Now I'm a giant kitty cat with lots of pointy toothies.
Don't worry, guys. Nigel's Strawberry plays with wild aminals all the time. He'll get us out of this scrape.
Does Kitty want a mousie? Does Kitty want to dress up in dolly clothes and take a ride in Nanny's truck?
Kitty gave me a boo-boo.
Or dumb.
Hey, I've been looking all over for you. I don't like being half naked. I want my clothes back. Hey, I got sticks in my hair. I got no shoes. Oh, ouch, my feet.
Ahoy, lickety chickety lickety.
That's better. Now I can see.
Us, Tommy?
Of course, Susie. He's Nigel Strawberry. He's, the bestest nature explorer ever.
Or I thought he was.
Guess we're stuck here till somebody finds us.
Who's gonna find us in here?
I know what'll cheer everybody up. A nice water.
It's kinda crusty. You sure you don't got any maple syrup in there?
Nope, but I got some ketchup.
What's this one?
Maybe TV people are only good at doing stuffs on TV.
Well, I guess we'll be living on this island from now on.
That means I might not see my family again for a long time.
You gonna eat that waffle?
Shh, Philip! Susie's sad!
I'm sad, too. How about my mommy and daddy?
Me, too.
I'm sorry, guys. I never should have brought you here. Angelica was right. I am just a backyard baby with a diaper full of dreams.
No, you're not. Tommy, you took us through the drain forest all by yourself.
And led us up the side of the mountain.
And you found it, Nigel Strawberry.
And you saved me from a giant kitty cat. Oh, you got lots more than dreams in your diaper, Tommy. Thanks, guys. That's the nicest stuff anyone's ever said. So, even though we're stuck in a cave, and there isn't any boat, and we can't swim, I still promise to get you out of here. It's like my hero Nigel Strawberry always says.
The Martians have landed.
No. I was thinking about when he says, "Don't give up hope, faithful viewers."
Ahoy, ladies! Now, who shall our princess?
longer a ringing in my ears from constant cell phone usage. Oh, isn't this paradise?
Sure is, honey.
Whoa, honey!
Dee Dee, you think this is done? I've never cooked a fish with its head still on.
Well, let me see. Does it play?
My fish!
Who's that little cannibal boy?
Those look an awfully lot like Chucky's sneakers.
You ate the fish and Chucky!
Come on, guys, after him!
Well, it's not a clouded leopard, but at least I'll have film of something. What? This is supposed to be a deserted island.
Oh, thank heavens! We're part of an elaborate television stunt designed to humiliate
Who
us.
Who are you?
Hold
it! My name is Marianne Thornberry. From the nature show?
We're shipwrecked.
Can you help us, Marianne? Of course. Our camp is nearby. Debbie, come in.
What's up?
I need you to bring the combi over to the East Beach. That may be a problem.
Don't worry about cleaning up.
Oh, thanks. But that's not the problem.
Just
get here now. My daughter will bring our trailer and my husband will be along soon. And
behold, fellow islanders! I, Stew Pickles, have built us a radio!
Stew, who's watching the kids?
Oh, Angelica said she'd take care of them.
What? Are you kidding? Chucky! Oh, this is very strange. I feel like this has happened before.
Look at them chasing their own tails. If only I could tell them that it doesn't work. I know, I've done it. I've chased my tail a million times. It does not work.
It's getting a signal!
I'm very impressed.
Oh, Stu's an inventor. Runs an ad in the shop and buy.
Girls, have you seen some children?
Just a bossy three-year-old who has delusions of being a princess.
Angelica! The boss of this bossy thing.
That's her!
We haven't moved a bit, Angelica.
That's Susie!
She must have turned on the radio in the bathysphere.
A three-year-old's driving the bathysphere? Okay! It's no problem. We can track them by radar from the combi.
Yeah. Except I sunk the combi.
You what?
I'm beginning to think you took this scrub marine without permission, Angelica.
Oh, you think you're such a know-it-all, Carmichael. Now, here's the right button. You need this to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the other right button.
Oh, I can't get a signal. We've got to try to reach them on your coconut.
Hello. Calling Angelica.
Angelica! Susie, can you hear me?
Mission, Angelica.
Angelica, stop farting this instant and listen to your father.
Sorry, Mom. Daddy, tell Susie to stop bothering me while I'm trying to drive the scrub marine. Give me that, Angelica.
What's this? A new toy. Kippers! I'm the happiest lad in all of England.
Listen, Angela Tiki. It's me, Debbie. Let me talk to my dad.
Hey, mister! Stop eating those smelly fish and talk to the team.
This little fish is going to market. This little fish is dead.
Great! Dad finally lost it. Something's wrong with Nigel. Girls, this is Mrs. Thornberry. Do you see a red handle?
I see it!
I need you to push that up. That will bring you up to the surface.
Julie, don't touch that!
Oh.
Oh no, Nigel Strawberry! This calls for my emergency vital!
Hello there! Well, what have we here? Who are all you positively adorable children, right?
We're shipwrecked! We went all over the island looking for you!
I saved them, but then Carmichael tried to drive this tugboat and now
we just want to go home.
Well, of course you do, young lady, and so we shall.
Bit of a pickle. No fuel left. The radar appears to be knocked out, which means I have no idea where we are. And we're almost out of oxygen.
I'm bored.
Yes, and there's that, too.
Angela Tiki, come in! What's going on down there?
Deborah, is that you?
Dad, you're back to normal!
Well, Dad normal anyway.
Oh, Nigel, thank goodness you're all right. Can you bring her to the surface?
Impossible at the moment, dearest. You'll have to engage the automatic retrieval system in the combi.
And I don't want to alarm anyone. But we're a tad low on oxygen down here.
Copy that. We'll get you as soon as we can. Over and out. Okay, we have to race the combi. No go! The pump's destroyed, and there's a huge rip in the pontoon.
What? It's ripped?
Hang on. The professor's getting an idea.
How about a little song to lift our spirits? Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm he had a ring-tailed lemur, E-I-E-I-O, with a guttural roar here and a throaty rumble there.
Okay, here's the plan. We'll transfer force from the bipedal energy generator to the dual reduction chamber. The resulting compressed atmospheric matrix will transverse the tubular transport mechanisms, which you gentlemen will connect to the deflated pontoon. This will increase the displacement coefficient of the combi, and it will rise aided by a fulcrum-driven counterbalance weighted with coconuts.
Let's do it! Yes, do it!
Oh, yeah. It's perfect, but how are we going to inflate a pontoon with a hole in it?
Oh, what do we do now?
What's going on?
We can't raise the combi. We need something to patch it.
Eliza, there's a rafting thingy out there. Can we use that?
That's perfect. Cheat down your boat, Spike. They can use it to patch the combi.
I'll get it.
Spike, no! The waves are too big.
Hey, this is Spike you're talking to. I paddle my way. The more tennis balls than I can count. If I could count. Oh!
But I'm afraid you won't make it!
Sure I will! And if I don't, well, no one's gonna say that old down Spike didn't try his best! You only go around once in this crazy mixed-up life! Whoa! Not cats. They get 9 lives. While dogs have to cram 7 years into one! Now that bites!
That gum won't stay sticky for long. Places!
Let's go!
Debbie? Don't worry, Mom. I'm on it.
Got it!
pedal!
An Ocean Aspirilla Multigluliferum. E-I-E-I-O.
Can we go home now, Mr. Strawberry?
One little girl is rather pouty, and somebody needs a diaper change. I won't say whom. Smashing! Why, it's the Archidoothis, commonly known as the giant squid. Isn't she magnificent? If only I had a camera.
Here, Mr. Strawberry!
60 feet long and 2 tons of boneless flesh.
Oh, your picture didn't come out.
Well, that's probably as it should be. You see, children, the giant squid has never been seen alive before. I suppose this marvel of nature will be our little secret. What do you say? Couldn't have said it better myself.
Where's Tommy?
And who does this little chap belong to?
He's ours. Come here, champ.
Honey, I'd like you to meet Stu Pickles. He made the coconut radio that saved your lives.
Terribly grateful, Mr. Pickles. I have a feeling I wouldn't be here without this little chap either.
Pickles! You might grow up to be just like Nigel Strawberry after all.
Thanks, Angelica, but I think I'll grow up to be just like my daddy.
Well, I gotta hand it to you.
Oh, Nigel, I was so worried.
I confess, I was too. I hated the thought of our last family meal being shortchanged because we had to go find a leopard.
Your father's right. We lost sight of what's important. Spending time together. Okay, everyone, let's pack up. We're going on vacation.
How about...
Elections!
We're leaving to go on vacation. Oh, yeah. Right on.
As dog is my witness, I'll never lose my babies again!
Some call love. Yeah, some call love.
looking for another way. Tired of taking the back seat. Carry on from place to place. Hold our heads up, smile with grace. No time for tears and no escape. Hold on, can you see me? Take off your shoes and sit for a while. I'd like to know if you hear what I'm saying now. So many things we all have learned.